أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد جاءكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The lecture which is I'm going to talk about is about the treatment of the parents to their children. It is very important that we should understand and we should know how should we treat with our children. And what is the advice of the Holy Prophet? And how was the Prophet's treatment with their children? I told you in previous lecture that when Almighty Allah gave us this blessing and gave us a child to us, that coming a child, it makes the house and the family full of joys and happiness. And this is a great blessing of Almighty Allah, that first of all, we should try to recite the azan and aqama to the child's ears. And it is a saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And the second, we should name our child a good name. And according to the names, there are different hadiths from the Holy Prophet. One of the hadiths is this, that our Prophet said that for 7 days, you should name your child as my name. And also it is a saying from our different imams, that our imam said that it is recommendable that you as a Muslim, you name your child for 7 days Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After that, you have this choice either to change the name of your child or to continue that name. So, again, there is a saying that whenever you want to select a name for your child, so it is better that you should select a name that should bear and give a very good meaning. The name should be meaningful, not useless, not meaningless. Some of the people, they used to name their children as the names which are used in the foreign countries. So the best name is the name of the prophets, the name of the imams, the name of the high personalities, that they have done many things for the mankind. So the fourth thing which is necessary that the parents should do it for their children, that is aqiqah. What does aqiqah mean? Aqiqah means to slaughter a sheep for this newborn, for a baby which came now. So we should thank Almighty Allah, as Almighty Allah bestowed to us such a sound and such a beautiful and handsome baby, that this baby made our house and our family full of joys and happiness. For the sake of thinking of the Almighty Allah, it is necessary that the parents should slaughter a sheep, and that is named aqiqah. And then the meat of this aqiqah should be cooked or distributed among the poor people and among the neighbors and among the relatives and those who are near to us. And it was the habit of the Prophet also, that our Prophet said وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ سَابِعِهِ فَذْبَحْ فِيهِ كَبْشًا. When the 7 days reached, while your baby becomes in the age of 7 days, so it is recommendable that you should slaughter a sheep for the sake of thanking of the Almighty Allah, as the Almighty Allah gave this great and precious blessing to you. And also, there is another saying that Rasulullah, our Prophet, said, "Al-aqiqatu shatun min al-ghulami wal-jariyati sawa'un." Aqiqa can be a sheep. It makes no difference. Either your baby is a female or male. So, but the aqiqa is equal for both of them. That should be a sheep. And when Hassan and Hussein alayhim salam were born, then their parents and also our Prophet, they did the aqiqa, and they slaughtered the sheep and distribute the meat of this sheep among the people in the neighbors and the poor people. The fifth thing which is necessary that the parents should do, that is the shaving of the head of the baby. And it is also was the habit of our Prophet and habit of the parents of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam. And there is a saying that narrated from Fatima salamullahi alayha, وَحَلَّقَتْ فَاطِمَةُ رُؤُوسَهُمَا أي الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وَتَصَدَّقَتْ بِوَزْنِ شَعْرِهِمَا فِزَّةً. So it is another rules for newcomers that the Fatima salamullahi alayha has done that. She shaved the head of the Hassan and Hussein. وَتَصَدَّقَتْ بِوَزْنِ شَعْرِهِمَا According to the weight of their hairs, Fatima gave charity and distribute this charity among the poor people, and the charity was from silver. So it is another saying that it is better that you should shave the head of your children, and then you should give as the weight of that charity. That charity should be either from silver or from gold. And this charity should be distributed among the poor people. And it is a help for the poor people. It is a cooperation for the people, for the poor people. And it is the policy of the Islam, that Islam tries to omit the poverty among the people from different ways. One of the way is this, that by different means you should try to help the poor people. The sixth thing which is recommendable, and it is advised by our Holy Prophet, is this, that when this newborn is a son, male, so he should be circumcised within 7 days. Our Prophet said, اختتنوا أولادكم يوم السابع فإنه أطهر وأسرع نباتا للحم وأروح للقلب. It is a golden saying from our Prophet. Our Prophet said that it is prescribed that the boy be circumcised, which says in Arabic khatna. It is recommended that this circumcision take place on the 7th day, but it is obligatory to circumcise before the boy reached in the age of adult. But if no one, if the parents do not do that, then it is the duty of a person himself that when he reached in the age of the adult, he should do that. The seventh thing which our Prophet said is this, that you should be careful and you should train your children in a very good manner. So it is very important that our Prophet said that you should train your children in a very good manner. You should teach them the Holy Quran. You should teach them and you should make them to learn the prayers. And you should make them that he should try to know some obligatory things which is necessary for every Muslim people, that they should know that. And it is also very important that we should try to train our children in a very good manner till they should possess a very good personality. The eighth thing is this, that we should be kind with our children and we should not treat with them in a very harsh manners. As unfortunately some of the parents, they treat with their children harshly, while it's not good. Our Prophet advised, our Imams advised that you should try to treat with your children and to behave with your children in a very gentle and kind manner. Actually, a person came to Imam Musa-i Kazim and he complained from his son and said that my son is very naughty and I cannot train him. What should I do? Our Imam advised him, لا تضربهم وهجره ولا تطيل. You should never beat your children. It is one of the habit of our people that we used to beat our children. While our Imam said that you should not beat and harm and you should not treat with your children harshly, but وهجره. And you should become angry with your children. And it is a kind of punishment. But you should be careful that وَلَا تَطِيل. This angry should not continue. And yet should not be for a long time. It should be for a short time. There is a saying from Anas ibn Malik. He was a servant of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And he said that for 10 years, I was the servant of the Holy Prophet. Our Prophet, he used to love his children. He used to love the Fatima. He used to love and to treat kindly with Ibrahim. He used to treat in a very good manner to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. And it is very famous that when Ibrahim, son of the Prophet, he died and he passed away, our Prophet cried a lot. Some of the people came and said, O Prophet, you yourself advised us repeatedly that you should not cry too much. He said that I am crying for the sake of Ibrahim because I loved him. And it is not for this matter that I dislike this matter, that why our son passed away. So it is not an objection or a complaint from Almighty Allah. I loved my son, and it is by nature that when a person passes away his son, then he will cry. The ninth thing which came in the hadith is this, that we should give the gift to our children. Our Prophet said, if a person goes to the bazaar and he carries and brings and buys some things as a gift, to their children. So he should try to start from a daughter, as if he have a daughter in his house, he should at first give that gift to his daughter. And then after the daughter, he should give the gift to the rest of the family. And there are different sayings from our prophet, that one day a person came and he brought some gift to the prophet and gave this gift to the prophet. Then the prophet gave this gift to his sons, to his Hassan and Hussein alayhim assalam. And also says that the king of the Habasha, he sent a gift, a ring, a golden ring for the prophet. Then our prophet gave this golden ring to the Amama. Amama was the daughter of Zainab. In Zainab, some of the people say that she was the daughter of the Khadija. So that she was living in the house of the prophet, peace be upon him. Then our prophet sent this golden ring to Amama and said that you should use this golden ring as a gift. The tenth thing, which is the advice of the Holy Prophet, is this, that you should kiss your children. And it is also, when we see through the history of the Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet used to kiss his sons. A person came to the Holy Prophet, and he narrates that I saw the Prophet, that he put his son Ibrahim near himself, and then he used to kiss him. So it means that we should kiss our children. Now, it is very normal that the people, they kiss their children. But in the first days of the Islam, the people were not like this. Some of the people, they were not used to kiss their children. So that's why our Prophet, peace be upon him, he repeatedly used to kiss their children till it should be the habit, and the other people also should learn it. And also our Prophet, he used to kiss his daughter Fatima, and there are many sayings that whenever our Prophet, he was going to a journey, and when he was returning from the journey, he used to kiss his daughter Fatima, salamullahi alayha. The 11th thing, which is again important, and I told you also when I was reciting the Holy Quran, so is this, that we should play with our children, and we should prepare a suitable place for playing the children. Our Prophet, he used to play with their children. And there is a saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him, that our Prophet said and addressed and commanded all the people, all the parents, all the fathers and mothers, that da ibnaka yal'abu sab'a sinin. You should allow your child, you should allow your baby, that the baby should play up to 7 years. For 7 years, he should play. And it is his right. And we do not have this right to usurp his right. Our Prophet used to play with Ibrahim. Our Prophet used to play with Fatima. Our Prophet used to play with Hassan and Hussein. And for long time, our Prophet was used to play with them. So these playing came in the hadiths, in different hadiths. And the 12th thing which is necessary that the father and mother should think and pay attention to this matter is this, that they should learn their children some good habits. And it is again a golden saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who addresses all the people that علموا أولادكم السباحة والرماية والسباقة. Of course, it is the nature of a child that he used to play. So he always liked to play for 7 years or more than that. And there are different kinds of playing, especially in this modern age. We can see different kinds of playing. That some of these playing is harmful for the mind and for the body and for the soul of a child. So that's why it is necessary that we should prepare a good place, and we should be with our children, and we should play with our children, and we should go to the mountains and to the nature, and we should learn to our children some skills, that these skills should be useful for them. So now our Prophet said, علموا أولادكم السباحة والرماية والسباقة. It is your duty that you should teach your children السباحة. What does سباحة mean? Swimming. There are many swimming pool, and if you have this ability, and if it is possible for you, so you should go with your children to the swimming pool, and you should teach your children that they should learn swimming. And it is very important and a very good sport, and it is very useful for the health and for the body. Warrimaya, the second thing which our prophet advised is Rimaya. Rimaya means to shot by gun. So it is also a kind of sports and a kind of skill that a person should learn that. So our prophet said that this skill also should be learned to the children by the parents. Wasibaqa, sibaqa, in the past time, the people used to ride the horse. So in this is also very necessary, especially even in this time, it is important and a very good sport. So they should learn it, or driving the car, they should learn it. And it is also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Up to here, I tried to give you some informations about the Islamic teachings, about the treatment of the parents to their children. And I hope that you should learn it at first, and you should understand it at first as a parents, as a father, as a mother. And the second, when we learn it, we should put them in practice. And we should do it, and we should treat and behave with our children in a very good manner, in a very kind manner, till they should have and they should possess a very high personality in the future. God willing, inshallah, we will continue our discussion in next lectures. And thank you very much as you, dear brothers and sisters, you listened and you watched these programs. I hope that you could use from these golden sayings which I collected from the holy book, and also I have collected through the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.